David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Okay, our next guest is Will Arnett, and unfortunately, I'm not on this podcast, so it'll probably be one of the better ones. I do miss interrupting guests and David as much as I possibly can, so I do miss that. But I don't really have an excuse other than I forgot.
That's a good old Steve Martin, remember? I forgot armed robbery was illegal.
Here's the reality, though, in 20 seconds. The week before... someone, I won't name names, said, you'll do it on Wednesday. So I thought it was on Wednesday. And I had it in my head Wednesday. So normally with these things, I like just forget Tuesday. I went to get a Presto log at the store. Mm-hmm. And I left my phone in the car. And I was just watching Lost, the TV show. And I didn't hear any phone call. And I was like, hey, it's Tuesday. I'm relaxing because tomorrow, Wednesday, is Will Arnett. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Will was on the Riverside Zoom, whatever it is, with David waiting for me. And I just want to apologize to Will Arnett. And the hardest thing to do is to apologize to my partner, David Phineas Spade. My first public apology to my partner in podcast crime. David? From your point of view, what happened?
Well, what happened? First of all, I like the slice of Dana's life. I wake up, I go in the backyard and put M80 firecrackers in a bullfrog's mouth. And then I bought a Presto log and then I lit my phone on fire in the fireplace instead of the log. And that took forever.
Well, I thought a little flavor.
I like it. So anyway, we started it and Dana, to his
chagrin.
I don't know. He's always on time and always early and always prepared. And so I got nervous because I was the only one on the Zoom and then Will popped on. And after a while, I said, Dana must think it's at 5:30. So let's just start and then he'll jump on. And then, of course, he's getting annoyed with just me because he wants to talk to Dana. And then he goes, what's the deal with Dana? Is he jumping on? And I go, oh, yeah, I don't know. He should be on soon. And then I'm like, anyway, me. And then We laughed and kicked and scratched and tickled. And then it had been the whole time, an hour. So I said, I don't know what happened. And then he said, all right, well, if you want to just do this one, or we can do it again. So I said, it was pretty funny. We'll just do it.
Here's two thoughts. One thought is, I think I'm about 108 podcasts. I was there on time. And then one loss. So that's pretty good for an NFL team over six seasons. Secondly, I really would have loved to have talked to Will Arnett, but
I know, he was
you
fun.
And he are pretty good friends. You did Snake Oil, the game show with him. So I knew for this particular one, I might have actually gotten in the way. So I'm sure it's a very entertaining. So right now I am the audience. So I'm going to listen to what this podcast is like.
This will be good, because then you can take notes and say, where were we on? Where were we off? What can we change? Now you objectively.
Well, my casual nickname in terms of the podcast is Loudmouth. And so I try not to be that. So I'm sure it's great. I would listen to it if I were driving somewhere right now.
Mine is Guestus Interruptus.
Well, that's just, you know, that's a genetic brain chemistry thing you have. Like, if someone's on a roll, you've got to pounce on it.
I got to kill it. I got to stop it in its fucking tracks. So here's Will Arnett. And we did laugh a lot. I mean, we were a little bummed because there's no Dana, but we were just sort of bullshitting. And that's the best stuff. That's what it all is anyway.
You know what? In the end of the day, it really is. We should just call our show Bullshit.
Bullshit.
Bullshit Plus.
Bullshit Plus. We charge more.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody. And here's Will. And I think you'll laugh and dog ear the parts that you think are funny and let us know. Thank you. Oh, my God. It's actually happening.
My computer, I had to reboot my... Nothing makes me sound older than... I had to reboot my computer.
Dude, you know what you do? You go to www.
Fuck, hang on.
Wi-Fi help.
Okay, start. Okay, hang on. I'm going to write this down.
Are you still doing Smartless? Did that get canceled?
It's so good.
I like to start off on like a fake burn that doesn't make sense. No, I'm just hearing some grumblings on the streets. I don't know
if any of that was true. Did you guys?
No, I'm just checking. I was like, there's no way.
The money back?
Where's the truck that dropped the money off? Is that still there, or did they leave?
Yeah, apparently now. They said we had to reload it from our side.
Shut the fuck up. Now I'm getting mad. does it make the beep sound when it pulls it and puts the money in your driveway?
No, of course. Meep, meep, you want to know? You want to know something funny? And I should save this for the pod.
It's already on. This is it.
Is this it?
Yeah. This is the high energy pod.
I live right next to one of the world's richest men. Like, he lives like sort of kind of two properties down, but also kind of like there's this back road anyway. And he's got fucking trucks and cars going in and out of there all motherfucking day. And when I say trucks and cars, I don't mean like five or six. I mean 100, 200 a day. And
what's
he's using this
there?
Other... And I think he's getting married is one of the things that I heard, a scuttlebutt I heard from a worker dude on the street.
To a car.
And
all his car friends are coming.
He's getting married. It's so fucking weird. No, they're all work trucks. And the beeping. And it's like, you know, most neighborhoods, it's like LA County, you can work six days a week. They can work Saturdays. Beverly Hills, it's Monday to Friday, no weekends. And it's like 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. or 6 p.m., whatever. This dude's got trucks 24/7. Fucking Sundays. Martin Luther King Day. These motherfuckers are beep, beep, beep,
it's blasphemous.
Beep. Bop, bop, fuck. Bop.
Dude, they I've seen like F-150s with beeps on them. I'm like, you're not adding that to a regular fucking truck on top of all. I was in a parking lot. This guy's like, beep, beep. I look, it's like some crummy truck. I go, no chance, dude. You don't get that. And this sounds rich, but I live in a mansion. That's all. No, sure. I I live. That was the whole story. 55 windows, six pantries. I have some dirt road or some little road by me. I didn't know when I moved in that they were going to be working on this guy's house for the rest of my life. And I don't know where they're even driving. So they're just driving up a road, and then there's a cement truck, and there's a truck with a bunch of logs from that movie where things fall on people and they all die. What's that movie called?
Sure.
You know the one I'm talking about. Final Destination. So every day I drive up my street, it's Final Destination. I'm following a log truck, and then I'm following a bunch of boulders on one. I go, why is it always noisy, and it's always trucks that need to make an 80-point turn, and then they go up there, and I don't even know what they're building. And it's never ending. I hate their guts.
It's so fucking crazy. And this guy, here's the other part. Here's what's maddening. So yesterday, they're built, and it's the weekend and shit, holiday weekend, they're beep, trucks, and there's like a back road behind my house into this guy's house, middle of Beverly Hills, by the way. So like these are, talk about 1% problems. Beep, bong, in, and then I see photos of this fucking guy. He's at the fucking fashion shows in Milan with his soon-to-be wife all over the place, fucking flexing his muscles while I'm dealing with his fucking work trucks. He's flying over in his Global or whatever he's got, a private 747 or some shit. He's one of the richest men in the world. Beep, beep, beep. He doesn't give a fuck what I'm going through.
You know what? That's a great trick. Great trick is when he's got a girlfriend or a wife and he's like, let's go to Milan so I can stare at the chicks. It's like a fake way to like, we're at a fashion show. Check out that beaver.
He's like, he's
I mean,
like,
in a fashion sense.
I love. Let's check out that beaver in a fashion sense.
I think beavers are actually coming back, babe.
I think beavers are.
Let's get out of here. Beavers did.
No,
split.
I'm serious. Nothing. Nothing is a better sign of prosperity than being knee deep in beef.
Save a tree to beaver, honey. I put it on my trucks. It's funny. Oh. No, but you got the beeps. I got a case of the beeps. Dana moved out to, I don't know where, it's about 2 or 3 hours away. Was it Ojai, Heather? He moved somewhere like that way. And he's got like a nice little chunk out there. So he just likes the tranquility. And he used to live on, you know, sort of right in the heart of town, and just got to him after a while. They were digging up the street with construction forever. And he goes, I just got to tap out for a while. It's just too much cones and beeps and trucks. And
yeah, man.
Everyone feels so bad for us. Everyone's like, oh, are you guys okay? Okay. I have questions for you about your career, though.
But it's very relatable. Every time I complain about some shit,
it's
like
very
this, about,
relatable
about like my house or something totally fucking unrelatable. My buddy Josh is always like, please tweet that. He's like, you know,
please
hey,
hang yourself. Just tweet it and everyone will hate you.
The guy at the billionaire who's driving his trucks up my back gate. Your back gate? Fucking
gate? Who has a back gate?
It's not, it sounds fancier than it is. If you saw it, you'd be like, nice try. But it is legitimately.
My garage is, my driveway is so skinny that two of my friends have can't open their car on the side. They pulled in, and they pulled in. When they got in, they go, what the fuck, dude? I just heard something. I look, and there's a full rip down both their sides of their car.
No.
And I'm like, oh, what did you do? Yeah. And it's 100% know it's coming because it's so skinny and it sucks. And they bring like their whatever. You don't even have to have a big one. It's just, I have a crummy driveway in a dog shit house. But other than that, things are going pretty good.
I think the house is great. I'm guessing the house is great.
It looks like a office. It's like glass. It's that classic like look that I kind of hate now, but it's got glass and cement, and everyone's like, oh, is this an office building? I'm like, no, it's my cozy house. They're like, this isn't a house. Is it a Restoration Hardware or something? Is it a Erewhon? Anyway.
If it was an Erewhon, talk about it, it'd be filled with beef. Hey, do you...
Hey, you pulled back. Don't you dare pull back.
Don't you? Well, always. Oh, no, because I'm reading off something that somebody else wrote. I would never suggest that. How long have you been in your house?
I was in one before this for 20, and now people listening are like, so you're at least 20? Yes. I look so young. I'm not very young. So, and then I lived here for two, so I'm at least 22. And I used to live in Truesdale, which is nice and rich, and now I live in Sunset Plaza, which is, you know, it's fine. It's a shoulder shrugger.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/wall to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/wall. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I will say that one thing people don't know is, maybe this isn't for you, but I've never met my neighbors really in my other house for 20 years, and I don't know them here. No one likes me. No one talks to me. No one, and I'm on a hill, so to even walk to my house, it's like Barry's boot camp to go 40 yards. It's, no one will do it. It's so no one's like, hey, come over for a barbecue. Hey. There's no camaraderie. It's very weird.
No, it's very, very weird. I agree with you. And I moved into this house coming up on almost 3 years ago. And the only people I've met are like the housekeeper who, for the people who live across the street who are now moving out. She's my friend. And I see her. And then she always waves to me. She's nice. She's worked for them for like 40 years. And she's super nice. The people I never see, I'm like, where are the people? Like my actual... On one side, next door neighbors, I've never seen them. I see gardeners and stuff. And then on the other side's super weird. Some older dude and is like way younger wife. And then here's another one. I was out for dinner. I had all the kids and my partner, Alessandra, and we were out having some dinner. And I get a notice that there's somebody's ringing the doorbell, like one of those apps on my phone. I'm like, what the hell is this? And I can look at it.
Look at this rich guy with his apps.
I know, look at me with my apps. By the way, not even a yearly subscription, month to month. And so cancel? No, I don't need to cancel it. I'll fucking pay it. I don't give a shit. It's $1.99 a month. But he
dude,
calls me.
Baller.
Dude, I'm killing it with the apps. So I look and I see this dude like staring down the camera of like my doorbell with his a woman behind him 10 times. I'm not exaggerating. 10 times hit the thing. Beep, beep, beep. Fine. And I can speak through the app and I finally go,
yeah,
hey,
you talk. Yeah.
It's kind of like one of those ring things. It's not actually ring. It's another one. But anyway, I'm like, hey, what's hello? You know, hey, you've got a fire going in your place. You've got an illegal fireplace. I go, no, I don't. You've got fire and I know, and you can't do that. That's not right. Blah, blah, blah. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm your neighbor. Blah, 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 blah. So I'm like, what? Keeps ringing. So finally I go, stop ringing the doorbell. I don't have a fireplace. You've got the wrong house, blah, blah, blah. So then I'm at dinner. I'm like, fuck, is there a fire at the house? So I drive, I'm like, ugh, and I leave. We've just ordered dinner.
No way, you left.
I leave all four kids and my girl, and I get in the car because I'm like, now I'm nervous that there's a fire. So I drive, it's like 22 minutes away. I drive home, I get here. Of course there's no fire. I don't have a fireplace. I'm like, what the fuck is he fucking? So then I drive back. So I'm like, I'm going to find this fucking guy. I drive around the neighborhood because he'd sort of say. And then I call him and I go, hey, you came by my house and blah, blah, blah. Because he'd left his number on a card. And on the card, he'd say, you're not allowed to have a fireplace that you've put in.
Jeez, so he has to reiterate it. We know who you are, guy.
Yeah. So I fucking call him and he goes, hey, listen. I go, I didn't have a fire. He goes, I know. It's the wrong house. It's the other people. And I go, you ruined my night. You fucking rang my doorbell 10 times. I'm like, the biggest crime. I didn't eat my dinner. And I'm like, you asshole.
My sushi that was cold got cold.
But then he goes, look, he's like an older, he goes, well, look, we're in the same business. We got a lot of mutual friends. I go, really? And he goes, you know, I'm old. He goes, I'm old friends with Jay Leno. I go, what? He literally said that to me.
Dude, I get the mutual friend thing too all the time. We got a lot of mutual friends. I went to one of Sandler's premieres. I go, do you know him? No, but I was a plus one. I go, oh, well, we're all in the same boat, I guess. I'm not really asking real questions. I'm not like that. This isn't like a real show, but no. I saw obviously Blades of Glory. Was stupid Swartzen in that movie? Nick Swartzen? That little pudgy.
Does he officially
rodent?
Go by stupid?
Yeah, he's a moron.
He was. He wasn't that. Swartzen.
He's like that dog on TikTok that looks around and goes, when you go to the airport and you don't know what gate you're at, and it goes, boop, 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 boop. And the dog just stares into the lens and looks around. I get that video every other one, and it makes me laugh. And I go, Swartzen, is this you? He's super, super dumb, and he doesn't know really anything. But he was in that movie, and
he was.
Blades of Glory was a fun one, man.
That was a fun movie. I was just talking about the other day, I went to a Kings game with Will Ferrell and our kids and wife and stuff. I was talking about, I ended up doing a bunch of the skating. I'm not the best skater in the world, but I did play hockey growing up. So I skated in that. I did the most skating of everybody in that cast.
Oh, really?
Of my own. Yeah. I didn't do any like tricks or anything. Let's not get crazy. But
just skating is hard. Skating, can you skate backwards? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I skated with like, you know, my ex, Amy, she and I played brother or sister in that. And
yeah,
I ended up doing a lot of skating with her double. It was one of the first movies they did face replacement, where they did like CG.
Oh,
yeah.
They could do, I didn't know that in that movie. That's
like
way back too.
2006, we made that. We shot it. What year did you start
these
on?
These quiet burns in.
I know.
SNL, 67.
So you were pre-SNL. Before they called it SNL, you were in the pre-years.
I was on SNL when I heard Jack Ruby shot that one guy.
When they do that, do you remember where you were?
I was doing a sketch.
You were doing a sketch. You were doing Tuesday night writing when you heard Jack Ruby.
Yeah. Jack Ruby, and they go, Jack Ruby shot somebody, and I go, Lennon? And they go, fuck, let me check. I'll call you right back.
Was Downey it wrote, was it? Didn't Downey wrote a cold open about Jack Ruby right that week?
He did? He had a cold open. We had to keep changing it because everything was changing so fast. We had Matt Damon come in and play him because all this cast wasn't good enough. I like when the cast goes, hey, we're going to play this. De Niro's going to play your part. Matt Damon's playing your part. And you 22 cast members can sit in the balcony if you want to watch the show. That's always a bummer. Yeah, nothing really major happened when I was on SNL like that. Nothing good. Oh, you were in Toronto, by the way. 416 in the house.
416 is definitely in the house.
Is it still 416? Are they still milking that?
I mean, the cool kids. Yeah, yeah. But there are a bunch of new like sort of valley codes now.
Oh, gross.
You know what I mean? You know, but
is 416 the good one? Like 310 out
416 is the old. It's the as we say, I always say the OG. Do you know? I don't know if you know what that is.
Yeah.
And 416 is definitely the OG. And then the new one is 647. That's like going 818. Yeah, that's block.
I got 818 block on my phone. I don't talk to people in the valley. I go, you whip around a hill, you say something to me. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, your dad ran Molson Breweries. I'm not reading this off Wikipedia. I don't know if you know this. He was,
sure.
And Molson, we chugged that shit in Arizona. We had Molson keggers. It was, it had a big wide, did it have a different bottle? I know there was Mickey's Big Mouth. You ever heard of that?
No, what is that? That's a beer?
That was a weird beer that had a big, their hook was where you drank out of it. It was bigger. It was like a bigger circle.
Huh.
And that was their only hook. But Molson Gold.
You get more wasted, dude.
Yeah, you get so fucking wasted and then you do it with a straw.
Yeah.
But Molson, and then we went to Keggers. I put you through college. We drank so much Molson.
Did you really?
In Arizona.
Were you a big beer drinker?
You know, I was. I was such a fucking puss. I mean, you'll never believe this, but I was such a little dandelion. I wasn't this athlete, you know, hard-ass stuntman you see before you. I was just always like falling down from weakness. But I did take, you know what I could do in school, which was shocking,
yeah,
aside from not get any action, was I would, we took weightlifting as an elective, and I could bench, you know, you bench, you deadlift, you do all these things you get graded on, but I could jump rope.
Oh.
I fucking, you know, I'm so fried. I can't now. I could whip it out. I would do, you do 1 minute forward, 1 minute backward, 1 minute of crisscross, 1 minute of doubles.
Ooh.
And I don't know what the last one was, but it would burn you out so bad. And I was so good at it. And it didn't get me any action. I thought it would. It wasn't really the panty dropper I thought it would be, but it was something. I needed something on the old pick and res.
It's too bad you don't do it now.
No, now it would be a cool thing to do because I would do it on Instagram all day and film it, you know, and show everyone like, fucking, you got to rise and grind. But I barely rise and I do not grind.
Nothing's worth anything if you can't record it and post it. Otherwise, what's...
Of course. Why would I do that? Why would anyone do anything? There's no value.
Yeah, it's got...
I can't believe I used to do anything because I couldn't post it.
Yeah, same here. I don't...
Oh, man, the people that do stuff and just film every goddamn day, and I'm like, all right. The funniest thing is these girls, obviously they're cute, but they're on either Instagram, whatever, and they literally like lean toward the camera, fake cover their boobs, like don't look or whatever, and then they turn it on, go back to standing, and there's a song on. They just kind of look around with dead eyes and just kind of move not that great. And then they kind of fake laugh, and then they go back and turn it off. And I'm like, 22 million views? What the fuck is going on? I think the problem is by the time I figure out it's dumb, I can't reach to stop it. It's already clicked in.
Right.
And she's so like, they counted. They got me. Told,
yeah.
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 So
do you think it's ruined... This is life. This week on a very special fly on the wall. Do you think the internet has ruined us? No. Do you think social media has fucking destroyed us as a society? Just turned us into bigger morons than we already were. I do.
Yes. No one thought it was possible, but yes.
I think it's exposed us as it's exposed our inner moron.
Well, there used to be a little mystery. I do feel a little bit for the women out there that, you know, when you were cute, my high school had like the two for sure babes. And then their only pressure was they heard some girl at Arcadia was pretty, but they don't even know outside of their town. So they're doing okay. Yeah. But when you're in competition on Instagram with the rest of the world,
you're like,
oh my God, everyone's, and every girl is pretty. Or don't come. I mean, Instagram is ridiculous. And then between filters and all, you don't know if you're competing in a real competition or if that's their version of steroids. They're like, wait, you had a filter, you're disqualified, but you don't know. So every single person's pretty. It's too stressful. I'm sure for women, just like, how can I even look like every or whatever? And that's part of it. The dumb things everyone films are part of it. And America's got literally no talent. That's really the big underlying theme here. When they show what they do and stuff, I'm like, nothing. You got nothing.
No, there's nothing. There's no wit to any of it, right? I mean, this is my biggest complaint, is that there's zero. Mm-hmm. There's no wit, and there's no real premium paid for wit anymore. You know, I mean, that's the bummer.
That's a good way to put it.
And I watch my kids, my teenage boys, they're pretty good, but for a while they were watching stuff, they're getting a little more discerning, but they'd watch stuff and I go, like my 13-year-old Abel is, and both my kids are, my older boys are funny dudes, but Abel is like, seriously funny kid. And I'm like, you're way funnier than the shit you're giving your time to.
Watching the wrong stuff, right?
You're just watching a bunch of crap. And I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. You know what's funny? I block when they do those pranks and they're unfunny. Like they go in a store and like throw a ball at a guy's head and they look around like, hey, who did it? I'm like, first of all, I really want you to get the shit kicked out of you. Second of all, These aren't funny. They're to make you look great and everyone looks stupid.
Yeah.
And it's, and then they put all the like crying emojis to let you know, oh, this is funny. There's five crying emojis. You didn't laugh, but I'm showing you that this is a comedy piece. And then right. I block anyone that's not funny. I block them. I give them one shot and then I get mad. I go, no, please don't come up again. I can't.
I love that you said that about the crying emoji, crying laughing emoji. It's the equivalent to the applause sign, right? It's like, oh, now I applaud.
So, it really is. It's like, this denotes funny.
Fuck, man. I watched an award show the other night. I'm not going to say which one. And
there was seven yesterday.
Exactly. So this was recorded. This is timeless. And I was watching pieces of entertainment. I won't say if it's a movie or a TV show that were nominated as comedies.
Oppenheimer.
Oppenheimer is the funniest movie of the year.
No, I agree with you. Are you about to say that comedies you don't, you're like, that's not a comedy, like, is it?
That's not a comedy. No. And I saw a show, it was, and it won all this stuff. And I'm like, well made. Great. Like, yeah. Really, like, good. Not a comedy. I would dare to say that they don't think it.
I saw one. I saw one like that, and I go, and it said, for supporting actor in a comedy, and they showed the show, and I, or whatever it was, and I go,
yeah,
that's a comedy?
Yeah.
I'm not sure it is. It would be like if they said Succession was a comedy, and you'd be like,
yes.
It feels like it's a way to get in a category to helpfully win, or something weird's going on like that, because...
I don't know what's going on. It freaked me out, but then I'm like the worst person. We were at our mutual friend's house watching, and then I'm like every...
the restaurant?
Yeah, the restaurant. And I had the fucking, I had the laser.
Laser beams?
I had the laser pointer going, and I was just, it was brutal. And I did not.
That's a tough room, but it's fucking hilarious. But that's every room in America.
We were done. Of course. Yeah.
Everyone does.
Every room is like, because what?
It's so awesome.
Que pasa?
Oh, hey.
Que pasa?
Is that what they say when you walk into sushi?
I think that's what's happening in Spanish. Que pasa? Que pasa? David Ospero.
I had a difficulty learning German in high school. It's a very tough language. I did it through textbooks and a teacher. I would have rather had Rosetta Stone.
You know, you not being able to learn German is very, very interesting.
But stupid. Now, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. We know this. Available on desktop as an app. Truly immerses you in the language you want to learn.
Yeah, this is planning a trip to Italy. And I think Rosetta Stone is my ticket to speak a better language.
Hey,
I want a pizza pie. But I'll be saying it in Italian. Hey, I want a pizza pie. Sounds like
that's better
English, but it's still, that was
they
Italian.
Say, do you want to sound perfectly fluent or do you want to sound like Ratatouille?
Honestly, trusted experts for 30 years, David, with millions of users and 25 languages offered. You want to hear some?
Yeah, the
Spanish,
big ones.
Spanish, French, Italiano, Sturman, Korean, Chinese, Javanese,
careful,
Dutch, Arabic, Polish.
Fast language acquisitions. Rosetta Stone.
Should I read that straight?
It immerses you in many ways. No English translation, so you really learn to speak, listen, and you think in the language, Dana. That's the hard part.
No, I do like their process. The intuitive process picks up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention, David, because we all took Spanish in high school, and all we can say is donde está la biblioteca.
Yeah.
I can find a library, but nothing else. Rosetta Stone is a game changer.
It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient. We said the desktop, the app options, audio companion. You can do it offline. It's amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages. For any and all trips and language needs in life, that's lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off. That is a steal. I'll say that in English, a steal.
Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Fly on the Wall listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
Visit rosettastone.com/fly. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/fly today. I have to say, I have nothing to say. Did you see Chelsea Handler on an award show, which could have been yesterday or 6 months ago? And she looked great. She had a joke, but she kind of had a burn on her ex-boyfriend. I wonder if he texted her and said, "Not what the fuck? Cool."
I don't know. I saw that. I saw bits and pieces of it. I think, yeah, she's funny. She makes me laugh. I think she's super smart and funny. And I saw that too. And I was wondering if like, ooh, I wonder if
I mean, that's a joke that the next person to host it might have capitalized off Joe Coy and said, I'm going to say a joke, but at his expense, you know, saying yeah. like, oh, I'm going to thank my writers that wrote that joke because I do like my writers. And then it kind of gets like an applause or something. But I think I would have felt a little bad if I was JK because those shows are Dana and I talked about it. They're so tough and dude, I've hosted brutal. Some stuff and it doesn't always work. And even, have you ever gone out for like an award show and do your clanker joke and you're like, work on it. I'm like, why am I working on this? It's going to get absolutely nothing, no matter what. Unless you're Will Ferrell, you come out singing or something with Kristen Wiig and it's like, okay, people are going to laugh. That's funny.
It's there's so little upset. I texted with Will after the Globes because he and Kristen came out and did that bit with the music. And I was like, that was the highlight of the night by far. Nothing else was close. But then you see like, first of all, again, there's no upside. There's no, why do it? I've been asked to host a bunch of those things and I've always said no. And I'm like, nope, including, I won't name them, but ones, a bunch of the ones that were just very recent. And I was like, no way.
Right. The Stuntman Awards. Yeah.
The Stuntman, Production Design Awards and
PDAs
and
yeah.
catering awards. No, but because there's no upside. I'm not saying I'm not showing off that they asked me. I mean, they've asked a million people. Like I'm one of 800,000 people that they asked. Yeah. I just mean that my thought process
is very tempting.
It's hard to win. It's very tempting, but it's hard to get a win out of it. So why? And so few people are really great at it. Like Kimmel's great at it. I think he's so good at it. And
He's pretty smooth and he's very nonplussed and he kind of giggles and nonchalant. But they're used to him. And I think that was Joe Coy. They didn't know him like back and forth like they know Kimmel. And so they're sort of like, you got to earn it with us, guy. And, you know, and by the way, he didn't totally bomb. There's a couple things didn't work like everything. But I think the Taylor Swift thing, along with some others, just sort of put him in a hole he couldn't get out of.
Yeah, it's tough to come out swinging like that if they don't know you. I thought the same thing, which is they're like, it's not like you don't have any goodwill. You just have no will. They have no idea who you are. So that's tough. I felt for him. I really did. I a lot of people were like shitting on him. I just thought, man, that fucking poor guy, that sucks. Like no matter what, that just must feel lonely as shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I was just saying to, well, I don't know anybody, but I was talking to myself the other day and I was saying, I saw on Instagram, you'll laugh at this and you better. So I'm cueing you with emojis that it's funny, but I saw a picture of me at a premiere of like Terminator and I realized I was such a fucking premiere whore that when I was on like Just Shoot Me or After SNL, I know me and Farley went to at least 100. We were at Casino. With Scorsese. It was so exciting. Like, hey, they treat you like a king. Hey, you want to come to our premiere? Hey, it's a huge movie. You get to see it a week ahead and you get front row and free everything. Yeah. There's a press line. You're going to see all these people. And I wet the beak a little too much on that one. And I was looking back and they keep showing me. Now I'm in this algo. It's like, and he was at another premiere. They don't say that. They just say, oh, here's the premiere of Speed. There's Keanu Reeves. There's David Spade. I'm like, fuck, was I at that too? And then it's like, here's True Lies, David Spade, Chris Farley. I go, you're kidding me. And I look like the biggest dope at every one. I'm like,
but you know what? It was different back then, though.
Stylist.
But it was different back then, too. There wasn't as much. Here's the other thing about the award show. I have two things I want to say about that. One is, this goes back to my earlier point about social media. Now you turn on the thing, you're like, why don't I get a. They're like, so-and-so is on the carpet. I'm like, so what? I just saw them on fucking Instagram yesterday. It's not special. It used to be you never saw these people. Now you just see them all the time. You're like, who gives a fuck? The other thing is, I think you should put together a coffee table book of you at premieres. and it'd go like
it's a premiere right? whore.
Yeah,
yeah, and it'd show me. Yeah,
dude, it would be it's amazing. Funny. It's
it is funny
great.
That I, every outfit and have everyone just check it out and go, you're joking with these pants and shit. But yeah. It was funny because everything got approved by me, and I thought it looked pretty styling.
Sure.
And now I'm sad about it. Yeah, but it was, and I was like, oh, that was fun. Oh, that one was fun. It was fun, but I was a little drunk with like, hey, I get to go where, you know, it was fun and this and that. And I'm at the MTV Awards. And I'm like, God, take your foot off the gas, guy. And I didn't even have hair, makeup. I didn't have anything. It was just like, hey, this coat doesn't fit me. I'll wear that. And these jeans are out of style. I'll wear those. And I'll wear these goddamn shoes. And then my hair will look stupid. And here's glasses that I'll regret later. And I'll put those sunglasses on. And then maybe give a few peace signs and God, duck lips. I was early on the duck lips, I tell you.
Duck lips, I think it was peace out of signs. What about pray hands?
But I haven't done that. You know, it's funny. You're right about like Harrison Ford, the real movie stars you didn't see out on Instagram.
No. And,
you know, growing up, you go Paul Newman and it was old school with like, you know, there's some big star like Frank Sinatra and he comes out of a club and there's a paparazzi going, flash, flash. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's not your wife. I'm sorry. We'll burn the film.
Yeah.
But, you know, they weren't like out to get you.
No.
And now, yeah. And then you don't see these guys unless you see them on stage in person. It's very valuable to see them. Yeah. You go to their show or you see their movie and that's it. You don't run into them in real life. And now Keanu Reeves is doing like nunchucks on TikTok. You're like, no, you stay in the movies. Actually, that's a bad example. He's one of the few that's super cool and just...
Yeah, he's cool. He can carry it. But I know what you mean. Do you think... What was the deal? Boy, hey, tell us you're old without telling us you're old. Martin Scorsese's done all these videos, right? He's like on TikTok or Instagram with his daughter.
He?
Yeah. And it's like...
Okay.
And people have been... It's become like a thing and like, it's like him... I don't know what he's doing, but something... I'm thinking like, you didn't see like Cecil B. DeMille on TikTok. You know what I mean? Like this guy.
I didn't see like John Wayne doing the hot pepper challenge. No. Here's Jane Fonda trying to swallow cinnamon. Throwing up on camera. It's so true. It's so weird.
Here's Clark Gable doing the ice bucket challenge. You know?
Clark Gable put his nuts in a fucking mousetrap. Got a million views. You're like, oh, I'll go see his movie.
No, you see him in his movies, and then like every once in a while, they'd have a photograph of just him getting out of a chauffeur-driven Rolls Royce, and you're like,
right, it's so cool. Yeah, mm-hmm. Marilyn, the old days, like, and now they want you to jump around and the rock.
Marilyn Monroe right now would have. Marilyn Monroe would have 500 million followers on OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Like that's the difference.
Oh, yeah. She would flip to OnlyFans quickly.
Oh, for sure.
She'd be like, should I be a trillionaire overnight or not? It's a tough call. Every time I look on Instagram, they're like, oh, look at this nice young lady. And there's like a chili pepper by her picture. I go, uh-oh. Linktree, uh-oh. Boop, boop, millionaire.
It's fucking true, man.
Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure.
The Hulu original reality series follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious half-baked employees at one of the fastest-growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry.
More than just coworkers, the owners and bud tenders in High Hopes are one dope family.
You'll fall in love with these quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud.
All episodes of the new reality series High Hopes are now streaming only on Hulu. Looking to save on delivery? DashPash from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. DashPass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply.
I was going to ask you if you skateboard. It says you skateboard. Or does it say you skate?
No. Skate.
You don't skate.
I mean.
It said skate, and I'm such a skateboarder that we call it skating. That's where we got messed up.
Do you skateboard? Did you skateboard in Arizona?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I would skate desert pipes. I would skate pools and shit. I was cool for a while. I didn't even know I had some components of being cool, and it didn't really pay off. My favorite thing was when I was on Smartless, and Sean said he goes to the seafood restaurant. I always think about that when I go to court. Remember when that funny when he goes, I was at a seafood restaurant, and we kept going. I'm like, you don't mean koi, it is sushi? And he's like, yeah, seafood. I go, who on God's green earth calls it seafood? Did you ever? I hope you ragged him about that.
Oh my God, are you kidding? We fucking none
the funniest fucking
stop. Fucking
thing in the world.
It's so it's fucking. Funniest.
It was it when we did. I did Smartless, his show, and at the beginning, I'm waiting to come on. And oh yeah, Heather blew it. I think Heather said, hang on, David, you're up. But they still didn't know what David it was. But the idea of Smartless, for those of you who don't know,
yeah.
2 of you guys aren't ready. Whose guest was I? Do I remember?
I think you were mine, right? Weren't you?
Okay. So
I think.
So anyway, so I come on and then 2 people aren't prepared, but they just wing it. And then, but Sean, before I got on, was talking. Say it again? Oh, so he gets on and he starts, before I get on, and I was listening, waiting to come on. And he's like, we were at the seafood restaurant. And he kept talking. I'm like, I see David there. I see this guy there all the time. And I go, I've only seen him at the sushi restaurant. And then I go, and then when I got on, we start busting his balls. He goes, yeah, that's what I meant. We all were like, bah.
By the way,
it's pretty funny. Way,
it's amazing. And your episode is one of those episodes that people, I'm not just saying this because I'm doing this. People love your episode. Your episode was fucking hilarious. You told so many good stories. That story about you waiting tables and then your manager giving you shit. And you're like, hang on a second, man. I'm fucking killing it over here. Why are you?
When I'm a busboy in Arizona.
Oh, you're a busboy. You're a busboy. You weren't even aware.
Everyone hated me and I got fired from every goddamn job. And then when I went over and the manager tells me not to talk to the people. And I said, I want to be a waiter. He goes, you don't got the stuff. And I'm like, what stuff? I do the hard part. I lift everything. I do it. The waiter just goes, hey, everybody. And then walks away and goes, take care of that table. Bring them their food. So he kept ragging on me because I kept doing little bits to the tables.
Yeah.
And then, well, the last part was he told me 100 times and he was standing nearby and I went by a table and they go, hey, shark was on the menu. Remember that? It was a special day with shark.
Yeah.
For some reason in Arizona. And I go, I'm over there squeak, squeak, cleaning their fucking plates. And they go, hey, how's the shark? I go, oh, I got a motto. I don't eat them. They don't eat me. Spade. I'm like, God damn it. I go, what? And he goes, what are you doing over there? I go, fucking killing. And he goes, dude, I just told you don't talk. I go, I'm getting applause breaks at the big tables. And he's like, dude, you're done today. And I'm like, are you joking? These people will fucking riot if I'm not here. I'm the closer, dude. I'm like headlining. It was so embarrassing. And he fired me. And I'm like, okay, you tell him. And he's like, no one notices. No one cares. But I thought I was like the hit of the whole place.
He fucking fired you.
Never, ever was a waiter. Yeah, never was a waiter. Never got it. I bust so many times and got fired. And then I finally, and then I was a dishwasher. I go, I think I'm going backwards. And it was sad.
That is backwards.
I'm going to sum you up, ready? Because you've been very nice.
Okay.
And I know we joke a lot. We did snake oil.
We did snake oil.
Snake oil we worked on.
On Fox.
And, that was a lot of fun. That was on Fox. And those products are actually so funny. You know, the only funny thing I'll say about that show is it's a show where you guess the products and to guess which one's real and which one's fake.
Yeah.
And even after I shot it, first of all, I was wrong every time when I shot it. Yeah. Even when I watched it, I still don't remember and I still don't know. That's how dumb I am. I'm like, that was the fun of it. They're like, there's no way it's that. And then it's
I wouldn't remember it if I had to go back, because I came on and did that episode, and like, if I had to come on and they gave me the same products again, I wouldn't remember.
Exactly.
But I will say this, the guy who I was partnered with, he didn't take my advice. I would have won. I would have won my.
Oh,
you
really?
Don't remember, but I would. Yeah, I would have won.
Sometimes it goes the other way, but yeah.
Yeah, because he didn't take my advice at the last. I said, I think it's this. And he's like, man, I go, okay, up to you, buddy.
Hey,
and he was
wrong. It is up to them. So, yeah. But you know, I remember when Bethany Frank was on, they had one of the craziest ones was just a square piece of wood. And they go, this is a fake camera to take fake selfies so you can really live your life out. And I'm like, this is so ridiculous. And of course, it was real. And then I go, the idea is you just hold up. It's the same as a picture. Like, why wouldn't you just do it with your camera? Why is that? This is ruining your night also. I'm not going to fix this overnight. All right. Well, you're a sweetheart and I do miss you, and I'll see you over at our friend's restaurant soon, hopefully.
Sure.
I'm going to tell Dana you came by. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Please follow, subscribe, leave a like, a review, all the stuff. Smash that button, whatever it is, wherever you get your podcasts. Fly on the Wall is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, and Heather Santoro. The show's lead producer is Greg Holtzman.